Even though it's named Silver Bay, this breathtaking fjord near Sitka was the site of the first lode gold, or hard rock gold, produced in Alaska. And one notable figure is inextricably tied with Silver Bay gold production, George Pilz. Like so many others who sought fortune in the Alaska Territory, George Pilz found his way to Sitka and became a well-known figure in the gold rush. Pilz is considered the first professional mining engineer in the District of Alaska in the decades following the purchase. He was born in Saxony and educated at the renowned Freiburg Mining Academy. Pilz left Germany in 1867 in search of coal seams in an effort to avoid the Franco-Prussian War. Initially, he looked at prospects in Canada and the United States for a German-owned company and eventually settled for work in the Michigan Copper Ranges. By 1869, he found his way to California in hopes of erecting a copper smelter, and over the next decade, Pilz established a reputation for cantankerous competence that secured him steady employment, but kept him traveling for the rest of his life. In 1878, Pilz met Nicholas Haley in San Francisco. Haley, who had been stationed with the U.S. Army in Sitka, had rich gold quartz specimens from Stewart and lodes near Silver Bay. Upon examining Haley's samples, Pilz thought the ore came from the rich Grass Valley District in California, but Haley and other soldiers convinced Pilz that a mine at Silver Bay would be a prosperous venture. In February of 1879, Pilz found the capital to fund a mine and a mill at Silver Bay, located along Sawmill Creek. Gold processed by Pilz's five-stamp mill was the first lode gold produced in Alaska. However, the mine shut down in 1880 when it became evident that the vein was not rich enough to pay. Pilz was heavily criticized at the time, but subsequent events redeemed his battered reputation. In order to extend his range of prospecting throughout southeast Alaska, Pilz enlisted the aid of the Tlinkets. Pilz made a standing offer of Hudson Bay blankets and work at $1 per day for any Alaska native who brought in ore samples he deemed valuable. He followed up on their samples with experienced prospectors such as Joe Juno and Richard T. Harris. Juno and Harris, along with their guide, Chief Cowie, were sent to the present-day area of Juno by Pilz to prospect, only to return to Sitka empty-handed. This event was described by Pilz as a pitiful yarn. He was irritated that they had plundered their grubstake on alcohol and women rather than accomplishing their mission and following Gold Creek to its source. The crew was promptly sent back to the Juneau area. It was then that Chief Cowie took them beyond Gold Creek to Silver Bow Basin, where they struck gold, so much so that they hauled almost 1,000 pounds of gold ore back to Sitka, setting off a rush to the area in December of 1880. Yet George Pilz's luck took a bad turn, and he found himself in a bit of trouble back in Sitka. N.A. Fuller, a prominent Sitka merchant along with Pilz, had grubstaked Harris and Juno's outfit to Silver Bow Basin. But Pilz maintained that Fuller was only a subsidiary player, only acting on behalf of Pilz and not on his own behalf. This confused matter caused trouble later on for Pilz and Harris when Fuller filed a suit against Harris. As a result of the lawsuit, Harris lost all of his mining interest, and because he was not able to pay a judgment, everything he had. Things didn't go so great for Pilz either, for he was hauled off to a San Francisco jail and forced to stand trial on a fraud charge, a charge he vehemently denied. Fortunately, Harris and the miners in Juneau ultimately sent gold dust to Pilz in San Francisco so he could make bail. Pilz eventually left Sitka, and his career took him to Mexico, South America, and other sites in Alaska, such as Dawson, Catala, and Eagle. But it was in Sitka that George Pilz, Alaska's first professional mining engineer, made his name. He passed away in Eagle in 1927, reportedly just as vociferous and cantankerous as ever, till the end.